You all, if you don't have an Apocrypha, get one. I'll read this from Sirach. It says this. I've read it before, but I want you to hear this. Sirach 25 verse 1. Yah says, my soul takes pleasure in three things. And I believe that his soul will, or his being, his nefesh, his mind, his integrity, his lev, it takes pleasure in three things. And they are beautiful in my sight, is what Yah says. And they are beautiful in the sight of men. Agreement between brothers, isn't that beautiful in the sight of men? Well, that's a falsism. Scripture says that precious in the behold how tough and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil now, precious in the sight of Yah. It's like the precious oil that was poured upon the head of Aaron and ran down through his beard, even down to the skirt of his garment. So even this in Sirach, it bears witness to what's in Scripture. Hallelujah. It says, agreement between brothers. That's a beautiful thing. There's nothing like brothers in agreement. Nothing like sisters in agreement. The enemy works with you all's emotion more than anything. And you women are very emotional. Men are brothers in agreement. And friendship between neighbors, nothing that's beautiful. Does Scripture say, love your neighbor as you love yourself? So friendship between neighbors and a wife and a husband who live in harmony. You tell me that's not beautiful. Come on, brothers and sisters. That's beautiful. It's pleasant in the sight of Yah. And that's pleasant in the sight of any man. When a man sees two men with great friendship, relationship, or they see two brothers agreeing and they can walk in oneness. Come on, say, man, that's so, I love that. See sisters walking like that, that's so beautiful. True it is. You see a husband and a wife, that they got such a beauty to their marriage, it's a harmony, it's fidelity and friendship, intimacy. That, come on, if that's not beautiful, what is? That's more beautiful than anything that can be imaginable. What's more beautiful? These are things that are pleasing to Yah. They're pleasing. Friendship with your neighbor. Friendship now. Love thy neighbor as you love yourself. So I must know my neighbor. In the world, those are not neighbors. Those are transits. Communities today are just simply transits. People moving there to make money, live 3 or 4 years. They sell. They do that to show off or to show who is of the most prestigious upper crescents. That's what they do. These things that they call community are transit places. Nobody lives in the community 5 years. Well, they leave the neighbor. Okay, I see you, Dean Martin. See you, Mr. Martin. Where are you moving to? Well, I'm moving on the lake now. Well, because you're the lower class now, their friendship is based upon those that they think of their equality because they have the financial wherewithal that they can. Well, we're going to go down to the sports club. How about that? And so you see them, hi, Dale, how are you doing? Oh, yes, man, I'm just moving up. Did you see my Lexus here? The hell with that. You call that friendship. He was never his friend. Never. Faithful, consistent, strength and support. The wounds of a friend. We don't like the wounds of friends. Friends tell us the truth. Yeah, we don't like that. We want those of hypocrisy. Tell me lies. Fill me with flattery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What man could speak with such great wisdom on friendship than Solomon? He says in Mishlei, Proverbs 19:6. And this is the truth. Proverbs 19:6, Mishlei. It says, many will entreat the favor of the Tsar or prince. Many will do that. For every man is a friend to him that gives gifts. You will be a friend to someone that gives you gifts. Someone that gives you something, accolades, and flattery. Oh, that's my friend. Oh, she's my friend. Because you suppose that there is a gain for you. But true friendship, it is one of giving. It is one of openness. It is one of open. It is giving. That's what a true friendship is. It's not what you secure, procure from one. Can I ask you a question? Don't answer it all right. Just think of it. Is Yahweh your friend? Don't answer it. Does he give? What can you give him? What he asked for you? Offering of Todah, thanksgiving, clap offering. What else can you give him? He takes the light and you just... Don't stop that, sir. Just keep clapping your hands. Keep doing just that. He tells us to come into his house that way. With Todah. Not your quietness. Make a joyful noise. Unto Yah. Enter into his bayat with Todah. Brother Dale, remind us, he was telling us of the woman, he was telling me, woman won $50 on the lottery. And she went bazonkas. And the man just looked at her like, what a nuthead. She's probably spent 100 to win 50. It just doesn't pan out. My math doesn't, I don't do math that way. Hallelujah. I'd rather keep the 100 if I make a penny a day off of it. I've made more than chance in that. There's some chance or some perventure. I'd rather go that way. It makes sense to me. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish up. Have a few more scriptures. Bear with me. But this is tough for us. For Obian. Shirach again says, Shirach 6:7, it says this. When you gain a friend, gain him or her through testing, through the trial. That's how you gain a friend. Friends will always be tried in the affection, the intimacy, the love toward each other. And do not trust him hastily. Just don't move hastily. When a man moves hastily, one sins. So someone will come here and think that they have a friendship, and yet they have not even been tested or tried. It said, try them and don't move hastily. For there is a friend. Listen now. There are those kinds of friend in such as his own convenient. You will have a friend for their own convenient, for their own gain. They will use you for what they can get. You understand? But will not stand by you in your day of trouble. When you have trials of affliction, they're nowhere to be found. Well, honey, I hope you do all right. And your bed of affliction will not visit. Will not come see and wonder about you. But they call themselves friend. But for your convenience, for their convenience, well, can you do this for me, sister? Well, Sister Horn, will you give me $5 to do this? So can I have this for me? For their own convenience. But what if they don't see Sister Horn today? Are they concerned? Are they troubled by that? See, for their own convenience. But in your time of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. They will not stand. Now, that's what it said, but will not stand in your day of trouble. Now, is that wisdom there? Is that, are those words of wisdom? Sure it is. And there's a friend who change into an enemy. Now, there are friends who literally change into an enemy. Now, you think it's someone else. It's you. It's you. Because you're looking at someone else, but it's you. There's a friend that changed into an enemy. And will disclose a quarrel to your dishonor. He will tell or she will tell what you have said or done to try to dishonor you. That's not a friend. It's a damnable hypocrite. Dog out of hell. Well, you did that. You did. What about this? And what about... Yeah. That's so vile. But they will disclose the matter so they can dishonor you. So true friend, they just, okay, I've covered your sin. Not covered, I've covered. But they will do that to bring dishonor. Because they're enemies. And there's a friend who is a table companion. Sit around the table and love to talk. And gossip and eat. Is that alright, Brother Rainey back there? Todah. The table companion. That makes sense to me. I don't care what book is written in. It's a book that's wisdom. And there are friends that are table companions, love to talk. Love to tattletale. Sit there all day around the table and just talk. Table talking friend. Hallelujah. Almost like the story about the preacher went on the dogs. I wish I could find that one. The chow dog. You associate every kind of dog with the kinds of spirits of the people. The chow dog, the poor dog, the poodle dog comes in all frisky, want everybody to see it. Been to the beauty salon, got the nails painted off. That's the poodle dog. It describes the aspects of different dogs with people. So you got a table companion. They ought to sit down and fill their bellies with the lies and dainties of a table. Come on here, somebody. Yeah, you got table companion friendship, all right? But it says this, but they will not stand by you in your day of trouble, those table talking friends. And though they come and cry, oh, sister, you. And tear their little handkerchiefs and their little snot rag. But when you're in trouble, they're not going to stand with you. Lon Jezebel, you adulterous and adulteress. Don't you know the friendship of the world is enmity of Almighty Yah? Table talking friends. Fill their bellies as they eat and fill their bellies with trash. The same way they eat, that's what they eat. They love to eat trash. It is the truth. It's nothing like a pure friendship. I want friendship. I want that. I want friendship. No, I will not spend time with you sisters. But I will spend time with the brother I love, being around the brothers. Well, why not? It's just because of my regard for women. Because of my honor for them. That's why. I will never deal with Sister Katara like she's a little, like she's a Sharia. I regard her as a woman. But we get very close to her because of honor. Hallelujah. Well, I may still call her a little girl because I'm old enough to be a daddy. Little girl. Still call her that. Hallelujah. But I won't get close to her. And some are so fruity, I wouldn't dare. Hallelujah. That's the truth. So you got those table talking friends that love to talk, but yet when trouble comes, when there's an affliction or a trial, they're hypocrites. They're not true friends. It's not like that knitted one. Well, you know, you kind of remove yourself from those sisters or brothers. That's wrong. I remind that that's wrong. That's not even the spirit of a friend. In order for someone to ascertain friend, they must show themselves friendly. You have to do that. Hallelujah. You must be friendly. Well, you go out to the world. I don't say much to the world. But when I do talk, I show myself appropriate. The world has no problem with me. They really don't. It's just those that call themselves the people of Yah. I don't have any problem from the world. Fools, you're going to always have a problem with fools. Hallelujah. I want to read you an account. I want to ask you a question. Turn to Yochanan 15. John 15. I want to ask you a question. John 15. I want to begin in verse 12. I want to ask you a question when I finish reading this. HaMashiach says this. He says, Yochanan 15:12. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now that's a strong statement, isn't it? He died for us. Yahshua did. He was willing. He procured us unto Abba Yahweh. Are we willing to do that to be our brother or sister's helper or keeper? He says, so the commandments I've given unto you, that you love one another. He said, greater love has no man than this, that he will lay down his life for his friend. 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 Toda, my brother. It's nice to have friends, isn't it? That he will lay down his life for his friends. A friend. Friends. You that are educated, is there a S on that? So what does that mean? Is it one or maybe more than one? So it's more than one. There's a dual identity there, isn't it? So it's more than one. Greater love than this, than no man, that he will lay down his life for his friend. Now he's speaking of even himself. I would ask you a question. Was Judas Iscariot here when he was making the statement? For sure he was. For sure he was. For sure he was. He says to them, he said, you are my friends. That's profound, isn't it? Was Judas Iscariot there? Yada Iscariot, was he there? Was Judas there? Was he talking to him? Was he talking to him? Are you afraid to say it? Was he talking to him? He said, you are my friend if what? He said, you are my friends if what? If you do. If you do. Whatsoever I command you. He said, you are my friends now. Now we are the friends of Yah if we do what he commands us. We are not his friends and we don't do what he commands us. What a man say, he always said he is his friend. He's a liar. What a man is a friend of Yah, he does what Yahweh commands him. Yahshua said, you are my friend. If, was Judas there? Was Judas there? Say it loud, my brother. Was Judas there? Was Judas there? Was he a friend? He was not a friend because he didn't do what he commanded him. He said, you are my friends if you do what I command you. What Yah has given unto me, if you do what I said, you are my friends. That's what he said. You are my friends. He prefers that you are my friends. That preposition, if you had $1 million, you'd have $1 million, wouldn't you? If you do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servants, for a servant knows not what his master does. I've given you the instructions what you should do, how you ought to walk. Told you what to do. He told Judas what to do. He said, but I have called you friends. For all things that I've heard of my Abba, I have made known to you. Hallelujah. So he was showing the beauty of his friendship to them. He said, now you are my friends now. I will show you my friendship. You are my friends. Now in order for me to be your friend, you must do what I told you to do. So this generation is not a friend of Yah because it doesn't want to do what Yah tells it. It disobeying. It's a corrupt generation. He says, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you. That you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit shall remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Abba in my name, he may give it to you. These things have commanded you, that you love one another. And that's difficult, isn't it? Because your love is based upon what you perceive and what you think is love. It is not the love of Yah. Your friendship is based upon what you gain from others. It's not what you offer to give. Hallelujah. And a true friend, there's intimacy of as a companionship. Go to close here as Yochanan in 3 John chapter 1 verse 13 as he speaks. Hallelujah unto Gaisha, his friend. 3 John 1:13. He says to his brother, I have many things to write to you, but I will not with ink and pen write to you. He says, but I trust. You see, that's what friends do. They trust. But I trust I shall shortly see you. And we shall speak face to face. Did Yahweh speak face to face to Moshe, Abraham as a friend? He said, we shall speak face to face. Then he says, shalom be to you. He said, our friends salute you. Then he says, greet the friends by name. You call them by name. Deacon Benny, my friend. Brother Allah, my friend. Brother Dale, my friend. Brother Charles, my friend. He says, you greet them by name. Brother Yosef, my friend. Brother Eldon, my friend. You greet them by name. Sister Horn, my friend. Stand by me. Yahweh lead in the Sadiqa. It was one profound thing that ushered the strength and the renewal of Eyob and Yahweh. It wasn't his friends. And Yahweh turned the captivity of Eyob when he prayed for his friends. And Yahweh gave Eyob twice as much as he had. When you pray for your friends, he gave him more than he ever possessed. So friendship is a wonderful expression of the companionship of Yahweh with man, Habashiah, and that friendship we have with Yahshua, the Tikvah Yisrael. May Yah bless you tonight. You that are listening, may the friendship of Yah enrich your heart. And may you be seasoned with the truth of Almighty Yah and show yourself friendly. I know the pattern scriptures that many use, but there's more depth to this friendship. And what you need to do is take what you've heard and the scripture and study them in depth. And be careful how you read. And wrote, I did our newsletter on this week. I began yesterday, I finished up today. Brother Paul Neeson, he wrote me, he said, Pastor Robert, can I use this email? Because there's a series of messages or writings that I'm writing. And I send them out, email. It's about 200 plus people get them. And he said, I will accredit it to you. I will let the people know. I wrote him back and said, my friend, you don't have to credit anything to me. Because it is not my expression. It is Yah's. So just accredit it to him. Use it all. For it's for his honor. It has nothing to do with David. But for Yah. Hallelujah. I'm not looking for any kind of plateau here. Ha! What is it? What am I going to gain with some kind of exceeding? Oh, David Roberts, a fine man. What is a fine man? Some of you said, no, there's only one that is tough, good. Well, what was he saying? Well, there's only one that established the nature of what good is. And unless you find it in the Torah what he calls good, there ain't nobody good. Only Yah. Hallelujah. And Yah is not a man. No, he isn't. So Yahweh established what is tough, is good, what is right. May he bless you tonight. May you be strengthened. I pray Yahweh bless you tonight. This is a long ride. A little biscuit. I always tell Deacon Mitch just a little gravy. Maybe even little crumbs of bread there, but we'll let the brothers bring the meat, all right? Now, I got one or two more messages I'll preach, and then I'll give it to them for a while. I can rest a little bit. I need to rest every now and then, all right? Hallelujah. So may he bless you with a little gravy tonight. You better bring you the biscuits next time, and you can sit there and you can revisit that and sop the gravy. Is that all right? When I was a child, that's what we did. We had gravy and biscuits. And Granny would make them big old biscuits and them and that pan bread. Ah, that bread raised that thick. That would be the meal sometimes, just gravy and a little rice. You're all right. Hallelujah. Because when you're hungry, it sure tastes wonderful. What did you do? You ate what was set before you. And you're very satisfied with that. You may have to go out and get a green apple off the tree. Especially in the summertime. Summertime's a little better than the wintertime. You have to go get a green apple, old peach. Maybe hard as a rock, and you get you a little salt, and you take your green apple and dip in the salt. That was all right. Run to the strawberry patcher. Man, you could go pick some blackberries. Add a little sugar, two thoughts, a little sugar water, and put the blackberries in there, and let it sit, and you stir that, and all of the juice turn purplish, and you just eat that with a biscuit. Cold biscuit, too. No, you didn't have an oven. You put it in a mic to nuke it. You eat the cold biscuit. Hallelujah. We dip it down there. Of course, we had to go to the spring to get the water. So we go down to the spring and walk down to the creek. Get some water. Bring it back to the bucket. Long walk for a young boy like me. Seems so far, two buckets on each side. Got a bucket on each side. But those was wonderful and pleasurable days to me. That's all I knew. And this is all I want to know, the truth of Yah. So that's why I take great pleasure in it. Yah bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening on the live stream. We do greet in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. And may the shalom of Yah rest upon you. You that are down in the Texas area will be coming there soon with Pastor Robertson there and the tabernacle there in Imbury, Texas. We will send you an email or a flyer concerning that visitation. We will be there. So, Yah bless you all. In all things, we bless you tonight, Yah. Bring the brothers home safely. Protect them on the highway. Give us all sin comfort tonight in Yahshua's name. Yah bless you all.